Welcome to Native America Calling. From Studio 49 in Albuquerque, I'm Tara Gatewood. Today we're connecting to music that really took a hold of 2014. We'll hear from people from Native nations, and they'll be telling us about the songs that move them and their tribal nation. We're kicking off today's music sharing with a song from Sugluk, which you're hearing in the background. Here's more of it. There's more music ahead right after the news.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. South Dakota tribes argued against the Keystone Project during a hearing Tuesday with public utilities commissioners. Opponents say because TransCanada's project has changed, it has to go back to the permitting process. A lawyer for the company disagrees. Victoria Wicks has more.
The Yankton, Rosebud, Cheyenne River, and Standing Rock Sioux tribes contend that there have been a number of changes in conditions surrounding the pipeline since it was permitted in 2010. And so the tribes say the recertification process allowed by South Dakota law does not apply. Attorney Thomasina Realbird represents the Yankton Sioux.
There is simply no process for an applicant to go back and amend one or 30 findings of fact. Those findings of fact are inextricably linked to the permit that was granted in 2010.
Tribes say there's no need for the full evidentiary hearing scheduled for May because TransCanada has admitted to 30 changes in its application for recertification. TransCanada's lawyer, William Taylor, says that argument is illogical.
If the legislature intended that variations in the design or the construction or the operation or the markets that occurred in 4 years' time would void the permit, then the legislature would have said that. The legislature would have said a permit is good for 4 years.
Taylor says there are changes to the design, engineering, route, and economics, but those changes don't affect the integrity or purpose of the project. In denying the tribe's motions, commissioners held that TransCanada is entitled to due process and that the dispute illustrates the need for a hearing, which has been set for May 5th through 8th, in Pierce, South Dakota. For National Native News, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Today in our series on climate change and Alaska Native people, KNBA's Jocelyn Estes reports on health.
David Driscoll is director of the University of Alaska Anchorage Institute for Circumpolar Health Studies. He says a recent survey in three regions in Alaska shows unintentional injuries are on the rise due to thinner ice on waterways people travel by snow machine. Warmer, drier weather means more dust and bigger wildfires and more people with respiratory disease such as asthma. Driscoll says unusual weather, such as rainfall in the middle of an Arctic winter that turned to ice, or unseasonably severe storms or cold also created hazards.
There were also events of cold-related injuries, so frostbite and other sorts of issues. And unfortunately, there were some mortalities.
Mike Brubaker is director of the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium Center for Climate Change and Health. He says the anxiety and fear triggered by poor conditions can also be damaging.
Mental health is huge, very important, and especially when people live in places where they're facing new kinds of threats, like coastal storms. Their home isn't as safe a location as it used to be. And people live for, entire seasons with that kind of stress going on.
But Brubaker says people are also finding ways to stay healthy by adapting to the environmental effects of climate change. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jocelyn Estes.
Navajo and Oneida Arizona state lawmaker Lloyd House passed away last week. The Arizona Republic reports House was the state's first Native American lawmaker who served in the Senate in the 1960s. His work included organizing the first Social Security offices for the Navajo and Hopi tribes. Funeral services are planned for Saturday. House was 83 years old. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with offices in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, and the Ford Foundation.
Are you an experienced journalist who can lead radio producers and reporters in best practices and bring Native voices to a wide audience? Kawanak Broadcast Corporation seeks an executive producer, program manager. Full description at NativeAmericaCalling.com. Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
This is Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood. In recent weeks, there are a lot of countdowns that are being put out there. You may have heard of top news stories of 2014 or best books of the year. And I'm sure you also heard about top 10 songs of the year. Well, today we're going to share some of the top 10 songs of 2014. Some of them are oldies but goodies. Others are new releases. And some of them are leading us to more discovery about music that connects to Native America. And so today, we want to hear, you know, who made your top 10 list. We welcome your own nominations from Native and non-Native artists. And we also want to know, was this a big year for your favorite Native artists? You can call us at 1-800-996-2848 and share your thoughts. And if you keep track of artists on the Powwow Trail, you know, who were the top drums that put an album out in 2014? Join our conversation again, 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. Phone lines are open. Tell us all about it. We also put the word out on social media, and we got some responses of folks who had a song that really made their 2014 great. This one is coming to us from Courtney. She writes, "An oldie but goodie, Eyes of a Child by Indigenous was her favorite song. She said, we were blessed with our baby girl, Nora Joy, born June 2014, and our son, Jude Scott, who turned 5 years old in December. They are wonderful little beings, blessings, and they teach us so much. Indeed, life is a gift." And that came to us from Courtney Zotai Yellowhair. And we appreciate that. We're going to share some of that song now. Let's go ahead and share this beautiful song that moved Courtney. That's that song going out to Courtney. Thanks for telling us about it. And it's coming to us from the group Indigenous. And we got a treat for you right now. On the line with us is the gentleman behind that sound. I'd like to go ahead and welcome Mato Nanji to our hour, a lead singer of Indigenous. Welcome back, Mato.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
And thank you for celebrating your new year with us, Mato. And anything you want to share about that song we're hearing that moved Courtney over in Oklahoma?
It was one of those things that it was pretty cool because it just kind of came together. You know, it wasn't really like well thought out. You know, we just kind of we just started with the music and the melodies and everything, and it just kind of all came together. So it was really, really cool to, you know, kind of hear what it sounded like after we got into the studio and laid it down, you know, so the final product anyway.
Well, we are enjoying it. And we're enjoying it, Mato. And for folks who just tuned in, we are speaking with lead singer from the blues group, Indigenous. They also rock around. And Mato, you are going to be presenting more of your sound as the year goes through. And I understand that Indigenous also added some other gentlemen who love some blues. Tell folks, give us an update what Indigenous is doing.
Right now, I just, well, I've actually known Levi and the guys from the Chateros for, you know, since they were really young, like, you know, 14 years old, and always did shows with them. They always come and played, you know, with Indigenous, you know, back in, you know, through the years. So I, you know, I figured, you know, I really, really dug the way they played and their sound. So I, you know, asked them to kind of join me on the, you know, start touring around the country together, you know, come play with me. So we they ended up saying yes, and we, you know, just recently start, you know, getting some shows together for this coming year. So and we actually did a couple of tours last year, you know, kind of started out then, and they ended up joining the band. So we're so we'll be hitting the road here this year.
Well, that is some exciting stuff, Mato. I know when we've had on Levi Platero, you know, we've had callers who said, compared his music to yours and even always wanted to see the two of you jamming on the stage. So I think this is some exciting stuff. And Mato, is there anything people can be looking out for in 2015 from Indigenous?
Right now, we just released a record that came out in the middle of 2014, so we'll probably still be kind of touring behind that, but I think probably start working on some new stuff, you know, this year sometime. So, and then, you know, maybe get in the studio and get it out, you know, before the end of the year anyways. So, and other than that, we'll just be probably hitting the road pretty hard, you know, kind of still pushing the last record, which is called Time Is Coming, and it hasn't only been out for about 6 months now, so, but it's available everywhere. So it's called Indigenous Time Is Coming. So,
well, we're looking forward to hearing more sounds. And Mato, we also wanted to get some of your top music of 2014. Are there any tracks that really moved you, whether they were new or old?
There was a new, actually a new on the new record from the Black Keys was really cool. Kind of inspired me a little bit, you know, to get back and start writing music and stuff, but it was called Weight of Love. It's off their, you know, 2014 release, I believe. So, and, you know, it was just, you know, just the way it, you know, the record started, and it started out with the acoustic, and then all of a sudden there was a full band, and, you know, just kind of rocked out all the way out. So it was really cool. I mean, it was pretty inspiring for me to, you know, made me want to, you know, start writing some more music and get into the studio again. So,
well, we enjoy cool. When you write, Mato. Thank you for joining us today here on Native America Calling. Here's that song Mato was just talking about. This is Way to Love. This is the Black Keys. This was on Mato Naji from Indigenous, one of his top tracks. And today we are just sampling all kinds of music. If there was a song that really moved you in 2014, call in and tell us about it. You know, what was it about the song that you'll always remember it by in 2014? Phone lines are open, 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. And you can also tweet us your list too. We're on Twitter at 1-800-99-NATIVE. Let's go ahead and connect to the Hopi Nation right now. We're going to go ahead and connect over to KUII, and we have two gentlemen on the line who are going to give us a taste of what KUII listeners had to say about awesome tracks in 2014. On the line with us today is Bruce Talawaima, and also we have Thomas Humestewa, who are on the line. Both of them DJ on KUII, and they're a part of the community there. I want to go ahead and welcome in Thomas and Bruce. Hello, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
Well, it is a pleasure to have both of you with us here today. And I'd like to hear, you know, what were people really gelling to in 2014? Thomas, go ahead and start us off.
All right. The most gelling songs for 2014, I think were the most from Devin Horland, most likely with Daddy's Little Girl. And the next one is Into the Sky, also by Devin Horland. And it moves on to Fawnwood with also Mommy's Little Guy. And then we also have our local artist, Mr. Clark Tanakungwa, with the song Adios. And Thoreau Sikekuku with the Morning Song. And also a local artist, Donald Dwahungniwa, with the Star Our Guide.
Ah, very nice. And Bruce, any titles to add to that list?
Yes, I do the morning show, and all my music in the morning from 6 to 8 is the traditional music, so Thomas is right on. We also do get a lot of requests for gourd dances, which are sung by the Kiowa Nation, and we also get requests for Louis Gani for some of his prayer music. And the others that people are always requesting for are these songs by Stanford and Seymour, Lumakima. They do the Big Buffalo dance songs. So those are some of the ones that we get a lot of requests for.
And Bruce, for people who are learning a little bit about KUII today, any details you'd like to share about, you know, pride in your radio station? Go ahead, Bruce.
Oh, yes. Our morning shows from 6 to 8 are all in, mostly in Hopi. We really pride ourselves in doing that in the mornings. Randall, Molly, and myself do the morning shows, so we play all traditional music, not just from Hopi, but all the different nations, powwow songs, the different artists. And I think that's what draws a lot of our community listeners to our station, not just on Hopi, but also on the Navajo Nation and even in the cities, in Phoenix, in Flagstaff, wherever they're listening in, streaming online. So those are the ones that are telling us how they connect with Hopi, because we're always speaking Hopi and also playing traditional music. And that really says a lot for us. So we're really proud of that.
And I think another exciting thing with KUII, all of you guys, you stream online too. If you wanted to hear what KUII sounds like, you can find them online. Bruce and Thomas, we got some Randall Molly that we want to share with folks again today. We are asking for songs that moved you in 2014. Here's one of the ones our gentlemen were just talking about.
Hey.
This is a community member from the KUI listening area. And Thomas, I want to bring you in. Anything you want to share about the song we're hearing right now, Thomas?
Yeah, that is our own live DJ, Mr. Randall Molly, and he's the one that comes in for the Tatawe program, which is all in Hopi and Tewa. And what he sings is traditional music. And what you just heard is an old-time Pachala song, which was sung back in the day. And I think what this song really recollects is bringing back old memories from back then. And most of the elders request this for, you know, for their nieces and nephews to remind them of what and how it used to be back then.
And Thomas, what does it mean to you to work at a radio station where, you know, you can fill requests like that to your own community?
To me, it feels working at a radio station, it's a very big privilege because I like to, you know, give my input and help change the community and bring things to the community that people will enjoy. And that just goes along with my favorite song and oldies for 2014 with Randall Paskerman off his Emotions album with the song Change. And me coming up here, it feels like I got every gateway to make our community change in many different ways. And this is why I enjoy my job here at KUII.
That's some good stuff, Thomas. And we're going to go ahead and share that now. This is a song that Thomas was just talking about coming to us from Randall Paskerman. Randall Paskerman. That one is on Thomas's list. And Bruce, any artists that you want to tell people about that moved you in 2014? All right. Looks like we lost Bruce. Thomas, are you still there? Hello, Thomas. All right. Hey, you picked a good track there. And anything else you want to share about, you know, sharing music from the area?
Yes. We pride ourselves in trying to reach all communities, so therefore we play a lot of the native artists, not just from Hopi, but from wherever the nations are sending us their CDs. So a lot of the powwow music that we have artists like from the Navajo Nation too, so that draws the listeners to our station, and that's the same thing we hear from those that are streaming online. Actually, they're calling us and saying, oh, I never heard that music before, and who's singing that? And usually they're from another tribe. So that's what I think is really unique about our station, because we really pride ourselves in playing traditional music.
All right. Well, any words you'd like to leave us with as we continue to hear more about top hits from 2014?
You know, for Native Americans, especially on Hopi, every song is a spiritual message to all of us. And we listen to music to make ourselves happy. And we look forward to a new day every day. And that's what music does for us. Music is prayer for us. And so music is always about, you know, good things, all living things, and also so that we can have a happy and healthy life. And so the music that we're playing and that we listen to will continue on in 2015, 2016, and into the future. So songs are a good way of getting back together with our spirits.
All right. Well, we do appreciate both Bruce and Thomas from KUYI for joining us today. And if you want to check them out, they stream online, KUYI.net. And here is one track that Thomas told me a lot of people in the listening audience there in Hopiland like to hear. This is Shehasin, and they're sort of a local band connecting from Flagstaff. Let's hear some more of that.
Choking up my soul, head so dizzy, spun out of control. Take a deep breath to soften the toll, but they can't take away, no, they can't take away my hope. No, they can't take away my hope. Let the skies open up, let the rain crush these dams, let the thunder awaken me, these hopes descend on me. Let the skies.
In here to Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood, and today we have opened up our electronic talking circle to hear from folks and what kind of music that they were listening to in 2014. And you're also invited to share your thoughts on songs, maybe even just discovering a new artist. You know, what was it like when you had that new music in your hand? You can call in, tell us about it, 1-800-996-2848. They can be of any kind of background, jazz, blues, rock. Hey, you rockers, where are you there? What were you headbanging to in 2014? Call in and tell us. What about you dubsteppers? We want to hear from you, too. Maybe even some salsa in the audience. All music is welcome. We're going to take a quick break here, but phone lines are open, 1-800-99-NATIVE. Scientists discovered the virus that causes AIDS more than 30 years ago. On the next hour of Native America Calling, we'll take a look at how Native communities are addressing HIV and AIDS today. What type of efforts are taking place in your community? Join us as we talk about how this disease is affecting Native America, along with experts in the field.
Kwanek Broadcast Corporation announces the Alaska Native Art Auction taking place on February 26, 2015 in Anchorage, Alaska. This one-of-a-kind event includes unique artwork from the Alaska Native community. Over 400 business leaders and executives attend this annual event. If you would like to contribute art, reserve a table, or sponsorship, learn more at knba.org. Proceeds benefit National Native News Programming.
Welcome back. I'm Tara Gatewood. This is Native America Calling, and I come to you from Isleta Pueblo. I want to send a shout out to all the musicians out there who provided great music all year long. And today we are celebrating some of the music. We are asking for you to join our talking circle and tell us about songs that you really were moved by in 2014. Phone lines are open, 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. Or maybe somebody turned you on to a new artist that dates back and you just can't get enough of them. We want to hear about that too. Call us right now, 1-800-996-2848. Let's go to the phone lines. We have a caller in Anchorage, Alaska, tuned in on KNBA. And we have Kadashan, who is on the line. Welcome to the hour.
Wow. Hello.
Hello.
This is Kadashan. Ich etche hit gana chade from the Taku Kwan. And I'm a songwriter. I've been writing so long, I think I've written over 1,000 and I lost count. But I have a friend who passed a few years ago by the name of Buddy Tabor. And he wrote a song. And in there was a line. And I took that line and I turned it into a song. And the name became The Potlatch Way, which is a philosophy in the Northwest Coast. And the phrase and the line in the song, which becomes the chorus, is love, turn us to gold and give us away.
Those are some great lyrics. And, you know, sometimes it is lyrics that attract us to different music and keep it and it becomes a part of our life. And Kadashan, anything else you want to share with us, you know, here on our, I guess we're making our own mixtape today. Go ahead, Kadashan.
I could do a little bit of it for you.
Sure, give us a bar.
Okay. With the future uncertain, the positive gone astray, I need the truth of love to live the potlatch way. I want to take in my heart a line from Buddy's song, cause I know if I live it, I could never do wrong. Lord, turn us to gold and give us away. Teach us your love to share the potlatch way.
Thank you very much, Kadashan. It's always a pleasure when folks share their own beautiful voice. And maybe somebody sang to you in 2014 and you can't get that song out of your head. Call in, tell us about it, 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. Join the hour by calling in. Let's go ahead and bring in another voice. You might have heard of the National Congress of American Indians. They do a lot of great work across Native America and beyond. And sometimes, do you ever wonder, you know, some of our leaders, do you wonder what kind of music they listen to? Well, we're going to give you a moment to hear from one Native leader. On the line, I'd like to go ahead and welcome NCAI President Brian Cladisby. He is on the line with us today. Welcome, President Cladisby.
Well, thank you very much. Happy New Year to you and your team there. And it's a real honor to be with you to start the year, my first radio interview of the year. So this is great. Thank you very much.
Well, it's our honor to be the first. And tell us about some music that moved you in 2014.
Well, my music of choice is, of course, Christian rock. I'm a Christian man. I give my creator all the credit in the world for allowing me to have the greatest job in the world. And so that's my music of choice. But there's these three sisters up in the Lummi Nation in Northwest Washington, right on the border, right before you get to Canada, the Jefferson Sisters. And the Lummi Nation did a play, What About Those Promises, speaking to the treaty that we signed in 1855, the Point Elliott Treaty. And so if you go on YouTube and you just Google What About Those was hoping my staff was able to get you that link and be able to hear that song and those three sisters. They're three teenagers that have, they sing a cappella. And so the song basically speaks to, the broken promises that have occurred since we signed the Point Elliott Treaty in 1855. So it is very, very moving, and I just encourage your listeners to listen to those girls and that song. It was really had a strong impact, and it was a result of a play that the Lummi Nation put on. They actually did a big production, What About Those Promises, in a play. Very well done. Very well done.
Well, we're going to have to get our ears on that. And President Gladysby, before we let you go, we know that the State of Indian Nations is coming up at the end of the month. We're going to have our ears open for that. Any wishes you want to leave us with as, I guess, we are still kicking off the new year?
Just basically, once again, as we go forward, just a lot of prayers for our nations, that we continue to break the cycle. What I mean by that is, the drug and alcohol abuse that have plagued so many of our nations for generations, to be able to break that cycle, and also education. The big message from NCAI. We need to continue to get the federal government to honor their treaties by funding our children's education. And I keep telling them, you give us a dollar, we'll save you 10 in this generation, because these kids will be educated. They won't be part of the court system, the prison system, the drug scene, and all that. So, that's continual on my wish list. And I'm seeing that more and more as I travel across the nation, asking children and asking parents, how many of you are raising your kids in a drug and alcohol-free home? And the hands are just going up like crazy. So there's so many other issues, but that's where it starts for Indian Country, breaking those two cycles of education and drug and alcohol abuse.
All right, President Gladysby, it's been our pleasure to connect with you. And again, phone lines are open, 1-800-99-NATIVE. We wish you the best, and all the folks there at NCAI, wishing you a good 2015. I got a caller on the line. Let's go ahead and bring in Emery in Montezuma Creek, Utah, tuned in on KSJD. And Emery, what were some of your favorite songs?
Good morning. Some of my favorite songs would be coming off of the track Pueblo Country and Stillwater. Those are one of the two favorites that I have. The reason being is because they pretty much talk about the lifestyle, just what they do as a man and how they feel about their children and, work, how they get back on the road and just stuff like that, just living life like music.
There is a lot of good stuff. Another good band to add to your list. Emery, thank you for your call there in KSJD country. And again, you can join us. Send us a tweet at 1-800-99-NATIVE. That's who we are on Twitter. We're going to take a sample of another song. This one is coming to us from a special compilation. It's a bunch of music that I came across this year. Definitely part of music that influenced me in 2014. Here's the song Fall Away by Sugluck.
I think I'll write a song, a different song for you. Reminds of love we had and never found any when we were.
This is the song Fall Away. We are inviting another voice to the hour. I want to go ahead and bring in Kevin House, who's on the line with us today. Kevin, welcome to the hour.
Hi, it's great to be here.
And Kevin, this song is a part of a compilation you brought together, and you are introducing more people to some stuff that might have been hidden away. Tell us a little bit about the project that we're hearing this song from Sugluk from.
Well, certainly, yeah. This is Fall Away by Sugluk. They're from Saluit in northern Quebec in the Nunavik region of Canada. And it's from a compilation I've curated called Native North America Volume 1, Aboriginal Folk, Rock, and Country from the era of 1966 to 1985. And there's 23 different artists and groups, a variety of First Nations, Métis, and Inuit players from across Canada, and one artist from Alaska. It's for Light in the Attic Records from Seattle and Los Angeles. And yeah, Sugluk is a group that was a community dance hall band in the mid-1970s, and they were cutting cool records for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. And it's music that I've found in my travels, traveling across Canada, looking for Indigenous music of the folk and rock sort of style. And yeah, we're really happy to share it with the listeners out there.
And Kevin, we sampled just a little bit here and then also at the top of the hour, but there are lots of artists who are being featured. And what was your goal in putting a project like this together?
Well, I wanted to showcase the breadth of musical talent that was existing in that sort of, you know, decisive era of the 60s and 70s, and music that's definitely known in Native communities across North America, but maybe didn't have proper exposure at the time or wasn't supported by the media for a variety of reasons. But it's music that still sounds so relevant today, and it's very important. And also to learn about the roots of Indigenous music. And for me, as a non-Native person, that's been extremely edifying. And to be able to speak with members of a group like Sugluk from the Nunavik region of northern Quebec, it was like my first opportunity to speak with Inuit people. So it was a great learning experience. And the music has affected me very deeply. So it was an honor for me to, you know, speak with some of the members of this group and learn more about their history. Things I wasn't able to find out about looking in history books or online. I fell in love with these records and wanted to learn more about them, so I went right to the artists, and through my work with Light in the Attic Records, we have an opportunity to share that with fans old and new.
And you know, Kevin, regional. You know, sometimes you just do have to go straight to the source. Kevin, if anybody wants to learn more about this project or connect with you, we could spend hours just talking about what you have brought to the forefront in, you know, this music. Kevin, any good contacts in case somebody wants to know more?
Oh, certainly. I'd say go direct to Light in the Attic Records. It's lightintheattic.net online. It's a great place to start and look for Native North America. It's a series. There'll also be a compilation in the works now featuring Native American artists. Volume 1 sort of features artists, Indigenous artists from Canada and into Alaska, John Angayak. I want to say hello to any of the Native North America players that are listening right now. And, yeah, the Light in the Attic Records is a great place to start. We have artists like Willie Dunn, John Angayak, Sugluk, C. Commute, Willie Thrasher, Willie Mitchell, David Campbell, Shingus, Duke Redbird, all these artists, and many more are featured on this compilation. It sort of just is a sampling of what was happening in Indigenous Native music in the 60s, 70s, and early 80s.
All right, Kevin, thank you for introducing us to that. We'll put a link on our website, too. And again, if you discovered great music in 2014, tell us about it. You can also send us an email to comments@nativeamericacalling.com. Kevin House, thank you for joining us today. And now we're going to go ahead and move over to Minnesota. I want to go ahead and bring in Navajo playwright Rihanna Yazzie. She's on the line with us today. Welcome back to Native America Calling, Rihanna. Hello, Rihanna. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Hey, hi. Thanks for having me on.
And Rihanna, are you enjoying what you're hearing so far?
Oh, absolutely. I'm just loving it. And that last compilation sounds amazing. I'd love to hear that, especially from that time period.
Yeah, there's some really fun stuff in there. I've spent several hours just kind of getting close to that music. There's still more to discover. And Rihanna, music kind of played a role in your life in 2014. You had a play that had the word musical in it. And so we wanted to check in with you and just hear about music that influenced you this year. But go ahead and tell our listening audience a little bit about your project where you hit the musical scene.
Yeah, my theater company up here in the Twin Cities, it's called New Native Theater. We did a show called Native Man, the Musical. So it was a blast. It was so wonderful and exciting to do, and probably one of our most successful projects. We debuted it in the Minnesota Fringe Festival and ended up being the 7th best-selling show out of 169 shows. And this play, it was essentially sort of the soundtrack of these men's lives. So we had Native men ranging from, we had video interviews. It was a multimedia piece. And we also had live music, and we had all of the participants telling their personal story. And some of the folks that participated had never been on stage before. And then we also had a video piece from Dennis Banks. So that was a big range of it.
And Rihanna, I had a chance to sample some of it, and there's a lot of beauty in terms of just the words that the gentlemen are sharing, and also the sounds that are in there. And taking on a project like this, did it give you a new look at music?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing is that I think particularly this year, I got an insight into what a Native man like listening to. It's a huge range. It's traditional music in their own language, all the way to heavy metal. One of the stories in the play was that one of the guys, Wade Keyser, he was saying that heavy metal, it soothes him, as if it were jazz or classical, would soothe somebody else. Another person in the group loved punk music. Then Tall Paul, who's a local rapper here, He performed in the show too, and he's a hip hop artist, and I think he's going to be in Ottawa end of January. But and he's blowing up too. So just this huge range of music that I just really enjoyed knowing more about the opposite sex, about Native men.
Well, Rihanna, you also had a gift from the opposite sex, and some music that came to you in a special way. We have one of your top songs of 2014 queued up here. We got Breathless. Go ahead and tell people why you love this song.
Well, it was a mixtape I got, and one of the songs on the mixtape was by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. And I just think this song is so beautiful. It starts off with this tangle of flutes, and then it goes into this very deep baritone voice singing this really sweet love song. And I just really enjoyed it. It didn't come out in 2014. It came out in 2010. But I'm a oldies kind of girl, so for me it was a 2014 discovery. But I just really love this song, and it really grew on me. It's kind of magical.
All right, let's hear some of that. Rihanna Yazzie, thank you for sharing with us today here on Native America Calling. Here's Breathless.
Dance, and little white clouds like a gambling lens. And I am a breathless over you. And the red-breasted robin beats his wings, his throat trembles when he sings, for he is a helpless before you. And the happy hood bluebells bow and bend their heads all down, heavy by the early morning dew, at the whispering stream, at the bubbling brook, the fishes leap up to take a look, for they are breathless over you. Steal your hands, steal your heart, steal your face, come shining.
And that's a track that moved one Navajo playwright this year in 2014. And again, you can continue to share the music with us by sending us an email. Send it to comments@nativeamericacalling.com. And we are enjoying our hour today here on Native America Calling. Let's go ahead and hear another track. This one influenced another Native musician. It's coming to us from Leonard Cohen, and it's titled Dance Me to the end of love. If this is your favorite song, we're going to go ahead and connect you with somebody else who has been moved by it in the past year. Again, this is Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood, and it's our pleasure to think of music in this way. This is Native America Calling. I want to bring in the voice of Native America, who has influenced many folks. Her beautiful voice. We have Puta Fe on the line. Welcome back, Puta Fe.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And Puta Fe, that was a song that really got you in 2014. Any words to share about it?
Romance is in the air, I guess, and sort of a Facebook posting back and forth between me and another person, all the way up in northern Saskatchewan down to my place in North Carolina.
Ah, so some old school romance, some Shakespearean kind of stuff, huh?
Yeah.
And Puta Fe, you know, we're just given a sample of different songs and music that is happening. And we know you have spent some of your 2014 sharing your music with different audiences. And there's a lot ahead of us. Puta Fe, anything you want to leave us with as we look forward into 2015 and enjoying more music?
If I could take this moment to tell you that my album is coming out, my new one. It's coming out in another week or two, and it's called Sacred Seed. And Eulalie Project is back together, and we're traveling, and we're getting ready to record some. And we've been out playing with all these marches and stuff for all the different, the climate march, and we've just been trying to get around and be with everybody, and it's been wonderful. And so I guess our music is taking us into different places. And I'm not sure what to say. I'm a little overwhelmed right now.
Well, it's a different way of sharing music. And I think a lot of us can relate to it of, you know, conversations that we have with our buddies and talking about music that's moved us. And sometimes, you know, they turn you on to new musicians. I always enjoy when that happens. Puta Fe, thank you for checking in with us. We will be ready for more music coming from you. We always know it is good stuff. Wishing you another guest on our hour of great 2015. And again, if there is music you want to tell us about, send us an email, send it to comments@nativeamericacalling.com. We're going to go back to Minnesota here, and we are connecting with WOJB radio station. And I'd like to go ahead and bring in John Anderson. Hello, John.
Bonjour. Actually, we're in northern Wisconsin.
Ah, okay. Sorry about that. WOJB, all you WOJB listeners, I apologize. John, but you guys do great work, and you have your finger on what it is folks in the area are really connecting to. Any titles you want to tell folks about that are, you know, coming out of WOJB?
Oh, definitely. Of course, there's been a classic now for WOJB, which is Keith Sekola's Indian Car from, I believe he has a few CDs with that track on it, but I believe Smoke Signals is what made that song popular. Also, we have a lot of requests for Randy Wood, Fawn Wood, Northern Cree Birthday Special. There was the group with Cheevers Topa, Alex Smith, Natanis Kit Laundry, and that was the Harmony Night CD. Also, a local youth, Niju Sullivan, produced a round dance CD titled Rez Kid Rhythm. And we get quite a bit of requests for that song.
And they were also featured recently at the White House, right?
Yes, back in December, they're at the White House Tribal Nations Conference. They opened up, and towards the end of the conference, they closed it. They were requested by Obama to close the conference also. And recently, this Monday, the Waduka Dadian students, which is a language immersion school here in Lac-Couturier, they were in Madison for the inauguration of the state elected officials. So they were able to perform along with other youth performers from different schools, but they were a part of that program also.
Well, we're going to keep our eye on this. And, John, I want to talk more with you about music that WOJB listeners are connecting to. We're just starting this journey of learning about songs that really move folks. John, we're at the end of the hour. Time, you know, is up, and it went by really fast today, especially sharing all the great music. And I do appreciate you sharing part of the hour with us today here. And hello to all the folks in our different station areas. Please get at us. Tell us about music that really moved your audiences in 2014, or maybe ones that you know everybody is excited for in 2015. You can send us an email, send it to comments@nativeamericacalling.com. And that's going to do it for today's show. I want to thank our crew, Stephen Emmons, Monica Brain, Andy Murphy, and also Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. I'm your host, Tara Gatewood. We'll be back again tomorrow.
The circle of life is a powerful force. Keep your circle healthy by getting a flu vaccine. Pregnant women, young children, elders, and anyone with health conditions like diabetes and heart disease are especially vulnerable. Your flu vaccine protects me. My flu vaccine protects you. Together, let's protect the circle of life by getting vaccinated. Learn more. Call 1-800-232-4636 or visit cdc.gov/flu.
When you file online for your PFD, every Alaskan can support Native America Calling. Just use Pick, Click, Give, and select KNBA-FM, Kawanak Broadcast Corporation. With one donation at a time, good things will happen all over Alaska.
Are you an experienced journalist who can lead radio producers and reporters in best practices and bring Native voices to a wide audience? Kawanak Broadcast Corporation seeks an executive producer, program manager. Full description at NativeAmericaCalling.com.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization located in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, and the Ford Foundation. Music is provided by Brent Michael Davids. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.